Are we looking at a new civil war?
Congressman, as you may have just heard, the White House is considering federalizing the Texas National Guard, which could mean a direct clash at the border between federalized troops and the state authorities. Are we going to see a confrontation?
Well, Stuart, that'd be a huge mistake for the Biden administration if they do that.
Now we're learning that Texas has already started arresting single adult men and women crossing the border illegally into Shelby Park.
Tensions between Texas and the Biden administration have reached a boiling point as the Lone Star State continues to defy an emergency injunction from the Supreme Court and block federal border agents into the state to cut razor wire it's been installing over the past few weeks. 25 other states have signed a letter pledging to support Texas as it installs razor wire on the southern border, with some sending members of their own state and National Guard to assist with the installation process. They wrote, "We stand in solidarity with our fellow governor, Greg Abbott, and the state of Texas in utilizing every tool and strategy, including razor wire fences, to secure the border. We do it in part because the Biden administration is refusing to enforce immigration laws already on the books and is illegally allowing mass parole across America of migrants who entered our country illegally."
But it wasn't just Republicans who backed Abbott's decision to buck the feds. Presidential hopeful RFK Jr. wrote, "Texas is right. Biden's failure to secure the border leaves states no choice but to take matters into their own hands. As president, I will end this humanitarian crisis once and for all. I will secure the border and destroy the business model of the drug cartels. A country without borders is not a country at all." But not everyone was so gung-ho on the Texas move to secure the border.
Why are you guys making it easier for people to enter the country illegally?
I don't believe we are. Why do you think we are?
Well, you guys sued to cut razor wire that was put in place by Texas officials.
So that the Border Patrol could actually do their jobs. But keep going.
Well, you won in court. So now what? The Border Patrol Union president is saying the Supreme Court's decision is going to undoubtedly encourage more illegal immigration. Do you guys know better than the Border Patrol Union?
The Border Patrol needed access, and that's why we sued to get rid of that razor wire, so that they could do their jobs. And you know what would also help them do their jobs, Peter? More Border Patrol agents. There's an idea. And if you go back to the supplemental request that we put in, there's money in there for some 1,300 additional Border Patrol agents. We want to help them do their jobs. We want to give them more resources. And the answer we keep getting back from House Republicans is no, no, no.
Does razor wire work?
Does razor wire work for what? Does it work for the Border Patrol to allow them to have the access they need to be able to better process people that are trying to get across the border? I don't think so, and that's why we asked for it to be removed.
But what is the president's plan? This is happening just weeks after 300,000 people came into this country over the southern border illegally. The razor wire, officials down there think, was keeping some of them out. And you guys just sued and won to remove it.
On behalf of the Border Patrol, who needed to have better access to it. Look, let me go back to your other question. And I know I'm running short on time, so I won't filibuster here, but what's the plan? Please look at the stuff we've put forward. The immigration reform legislation that the president put forward on day one. The work we're doing in the region. Just last week, we had Mexican officials here to talk about how together we have and will continue to try to stem the flow of migrants. You mentioned the numbers. No question there's a lot of people trying to make that journey, but it's not just to the United States. It's to other countries in the world, in the region. We're seeing historic movement. Not since World War II have we seen this many people on the move in this hemisphere. And the Mexicans are really stepping up and trying to do more on their southern border to keep that flow going north lower. And we have seen in recent weeks some success at that. The idea that we don't have a plan or a strategy or we're not taking this seriously is just not borne out by the facts. And, you know, again, if the folks on the House Republican side are serious about border security, and they claim they are, then they should act on the supplemental request and, you know, let's negotiate this in good faith. The president has said he's willing to make compromises. He's willing to negotiate in good faith. So let's have that discussion.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott refusing to give up control of the Texas border to federal officials, saying the state will not give federal agents full access to Shelby Park today. That ignores a deadline set by the Biden administration, which is today. Instead, Abbott is installing more razor wire following a Supreme Court order allowing federal agents to start removing it. Texas now receiving support from 25 Republican governors, all backing Governor Abbott's border actions, blaming the Biden administration for the crisis.
Congressman, as you may have just heard, the White House is considering federalizing the Texas National Guard, which could mean a direct clash at the border between federalized troops and the state authorities. Are we going to see a confrontation?
Well, Stuart, that'd be a huge mistake for the Biden administration if they do that. The last time any National Guard troops were federalized was during the Eisenhower administration and the Little Rock Nine. And if Joe Biden does this, he may be, go down in history as the Mexican drug cartel 9 million, because there have been almost 9 million people that have crossed the border illegally over the last 3 years under his watch. So I think politically it's a disaster. I think from a policy standpoint, it would be a horrible move, but we'll see. But this administration has done both those things. They've made bad policy decisions, and they've made bad political ones.
Well, how do you see this playing out? There's got to be some kind of resolution at some stage here. What's the resolution?
Well, what would be wonderful is some Trump-era policies worked very well. Wait in Mexico. I was down in the border, Stu, a few weeks ago, and the Customs and Border Protection agents were telling us if Joe Biden just instituted the Wait in Mexico policy, that we would see a 70% reduction in the flow of illegals to our border. But he refuses to do that. He has the power, he has the tools at his disposal right now under executive authority to solve this, not even crisis anymore, really. It's a cataclysm. He chooses not to. It boggles my mind.
The Senate border discussion, looks likely to collapse because Trump says it's meaningless. That's the impact of Trump's surge on Congress. He's going to wreck, and I'm not saying this is bad or good, but he is going to make those talks collapse on the border.
Well, quite frankly, Stu, where we were before, there wasn't anything that was, there was no real teeth in that agreement. It was window dressing, quite frankly. We need, the teeth that we need in there, we need expedited removal, we need Wait in Mexico, we need to build additional, if Joe Biden wants to call them barriers and not walls, I could care less, but we need barriers along the southern border. Those are the concrete things that will help mitigate this crisis dramatically, and those weren't in the agreement anyhow. So I do agree with President Trump. We got to get serious and put some teeth into these compromises.
The Democrats say, look, the Republicans are just spinning this out. They don't want a solution. They want a political issue for the election, and they're exploiting this as a political issue. What's your response to that?
They couldn't be more wrong. And you know what? If the Democrats didn't have double standards, Stuart, they wouldn't have any standards at all. That is ridiculous. I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I want to see this border crisis solved forthwith. We were talking about it back when it exploded in February of 2021. Yep. And it's really simple. Hey, Democrats, encourage Joe Biden to reinstitute Wait in Mexico. That will solve it right there. I don't know one Republican in Congress that doesn't want to see this resolved. That's just a political pandering to their left-wing base. It's not true, and it's quite frankly absurd.
I'd like to see how this thing's going to pan out over this weekend, because some kind of resolution or confrontation is likely to happen. Congressman Fallon, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend. See you soon.